Hello, this is Times of India Radio and here are the top news. Amid rumblings over ticket denials in some seats like Kanpur, where Saffron veteran Murli Manohar Joshi has been benched, and Bangalore South, where the wife of late party leader Anant Kumar was overlooked for a young debutant, BJP issued on Tuesday a list of 43 nominees for the Lok Sabha polls. Not budging in the face of Joshi's stiff resistance to being asked to step aside, BJP announced Satyadev Pachauri, a minister in the UP cabinet, as a replacement for the octogenarian leader. The list of 30 candidates for UP, however, accommodated Women and Child Welfare Minister Meenaka Gandhi and her son Varun Gandhi, who were allowed to swap their Pilibhit and Sultanpur seats. Other interesting picks include actor-politician Jayaprada, who was named against SP leader Azim Khan from Rampur in UP soon after she joined BJP. The selection ignites an old and bitter rivalry as the former Bollywood star is close to former SP leader Amar Singh, who has scores to settle with SP and Khan. Another UP cabinet minister, Rita Bahugana Joshi, a former UP Congress chief who joined BJP, will contest from the prestigious constituency of Allahabad, where the sitting party MP Shama Charab Gupta has left for SP and is contesting from Banda. She is a daughter of the late H.N. Bahugana, a former UP chief minister and a well-known Congress leader. Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad, the party's candidate from Patna Sahib, faced protests when he landed in Patna on Tuesday. The protesters claimed loyalty to BJP's Rajya Sabha MP R.K. Sinha, who was later pulled up by the party, while sources said the heckling was led by a person identified as an expelled BJP member. Varun Gandhi, who has had his ups and downs in BJP, was on the list of nominees and will stake his claim for Pilibhit, which has been a family bastion. Meenaka Gandhi will be pitted in a triangular contest against SP-BSP alliance candidate Chandra Bahuna Singh, alias Sonu Singh, a local politician with clout among Rajput voters who could have turned up the heat for Varun. Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh is in the fray as the Congress nominee. If all goes well, the board exams will end this week without a paper leak. All of the leak-prone exams, such as maths and the sciences, have been written, but officials at Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, are not celebrating yet. A last-minute slip could leave them red-faced like last year. A string of leaks had marked the 2018 CBSE boards. Besides the Class 12th Economics paper, which had to be held again, the Class 10th Maths paper was leaked. Images of solved question papers of some other subjects also went viral. For starters, this year, the system of multiple sets of question papers was reintroduced after 2 years. This seemed like an easy fix and wouldn't have stopped leakage during handling. The board, therefore, adopted new technologies and other measures to make its system leak-proof. Not only were the questions reordered to make different sets, a few new questions were also inserted. This has never been done before. A CBSE official said some paper sets had up to 30% new questions. Some papers even had more than 3 sets. Question papers also came with QR codes to trace the origin of a leak and stop its spread. And encrypted papers were kept ready as backup. The encrypted papers can be sent to most centres online within minutes, said a CBSE source. The board tracked exam centre superintendents carrying papers to the centres. To maintain a record of the time when each set of question papers were opened at different centres, the superintendents had to WhatsApp pictures to the monitoring room. The board's monitoring cell worked overtime to keep tabs on social media, especially YouTube and WhatsApp. Within the first 4 days of the exams, it found 17 web links on YouTube falsely claiming to sell original papers. It lodged an FIR with Delhi Police on March 6. Tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi following Indian airstrikes against a Jaish-e-Mohammed terror camp at Balakot inside Pakistan may appear to have de-escalated, but Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan remains fearful of fresh military hostilities between the two neighbours. Khan was quoted by media as saying that India is in the grip of war hysteria following last month's tensions that had brought the two nuclear-armed neighbours to the brink of a major confrontation. "I'm still apprehensive before the elections. I feel that something could happen," Khan told Financial Times in an interview in his office in Islamabad. The comments rule out the possibility of resumption of engagement between the two hostile neighbors in the immediate run. Khan said shadows of war were still hovering over the two countries, alleging that his Indian counterpart, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, could go for another misadventure against Pakistan before the parliamentary elections begin in India. Imran denied that Pakistan had any links with Jaish, the terror group that killed 40 CRPF Jawans in Pulwama last month. According to FT, the Pakistan Prime Minister cast Modi as the aggressor for launching a missile strike subsequent to the suicide bombing that brought the two countries close to war. When the Pulwama incident happened, I felt that Mr. Modi's government used that to build this war hysteria, Khan said. The Indian public should realize that this is all for winning the elections. It's nothing to do with the real issues of the subcontinent, said Khan, blaming the Pulwama attack on what he called Modi's anti-Muslim government and its heavy-handed policies in Kashmir.